Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello, and welcome to episode 147 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my buddy, my compatriot, my friend, Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. Hi, Adam. And I'm live in the studio today with a special guy.
You are in a cool studio and a special guy who I can see. Introduce him.
Look at this. Look at this. We've got Rick Baxter on the call today. He's a local friend here in Jackson, and we are in a homegrown podcast studio together. Thanks for joining us, Rick.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is, I'm feeling a little out of sorts. It's like, you guys have the studio. I'm the podcaster. It's just, it's very strange here. Like, wait a minute. You're leveling up there, Mr. Maurer. You're leveling up.
I'm trying. Everything I know about podcasting, I learned from you. But now I'm like trying to, I don't know. I'm trying to be the what do you call it? The Padawan who, you know, grows and becomes the Jedi Knight.
Don't know what that
podcasting.
Means. I don't know what a Padawan is. I don't know, what is it? Is that like is that like something from Star Trek?
Yeah. Is there like some hierarchy in Star Trek? I really don't know.
Yes, there's Klingons, and then there's the Space Force. Wait, that's the whole other thing.
Yeah.
So it's been a few months. We haven't done a show in what, 2-6 weeks or so?
I don't even know.
Something like that. Yeah. So what's new in you with your life there, Mr. Maurer?
Jeez, yeah. There's been plenty. You know, we've had a holiday. We've had, you know, transition into the winter season. I know that traditionally, because we've been doing this show a long time, our listeners are expecting to hear updates on the status of my leaves in my yard. At this time, I spend a lot of time talking about that, and I'll give you the quick update. I haven't gotten very far in cleaning them up, and now they're covered in snow. Hmm. I did want to give a shout out to our good friend of the show, Dustin Hartzler, for his Rodecaster Pro recommendation.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting next to that device, and we've been using it for some podcasting projects. And, man, I love that thing. That is – it's just beautiful. It's wonderful. So thank you, Dustin.
Yeah.
And lastly, you'll be amused by this. Believe it or not, I'm actually working on building a website again.
Wow.
And it's been a long time.
You starting the agency again? The Kyle Maurer agency? KMA?
I don't know. Maybe I'll just have so much fun with this that I'll forget all the trauma from the past and start building websites again.
I think you should
I don't know. Somehow I got roped into a thing and it's fine and it's a good client. And I'm not looking for more projects, but I'm helping someone out with something. And
you said
and
client
it's so,
and good in the same sentence.
I know.
It's like
they're,
sacrilege
they're a wonderful
for you.
Local business owner
okay.
And very accommodating. And it's just it's kind of fun to, you know, dust things off a little bit and try spinning up a WordPress site and figuring out how to throw something together for a business again. It's been a really long time.
Is Rick
time.
The client? Is that why he's on the show?
Oh, man, no. Rick okay. could never be a client of mine.
And I just hear Kyle saying he wants some more work just like this. So
yeah.
that's the message I'm getting.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Cool.
Don't ask.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, Rick, since your first time you've ever been here, everything that you have right to tell us is new. So what do you do? Tell us who you are real quick and go
okay.
from there. Yeah.
Well, I'm old, so therefore I've done a lot of things.
Right.
But currently – I sell stuff online. That's the elevator pitch I give to people. So I sell physical products online. That's what makes me a little bit different than Kyle and some others in his circles. But yeah, through e-commerce, whether it's websites, Amazon, eBay, Walmart, whatever. So that's what I've been doing. And then Kyle has introduced me to the podcast world. So. We've been working on some podcast products or what do you
shows.
Want to call them?
Shows.
There you go.
Shows, yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Cool.
Yeah. What's new with you, man?
Just working, kind of just wrapping up the year. We launched the site last month, finally after a year. You know, again, clients are awesome, but it took a year to get them to give us content. We were done with the – we were
a
literally
year?
Done. We were done Jeez. With the site build back in January. We launched it last
wow.
month. Finally.
Wow. Holy
yeah.
moly.
And they have, you know, we're still doing training, trying to offload the training here, learn the site, and then go move to maintenance. Yeah, it's been great. So
that's
working
incredible.
On that.
You've got to write a book about how you get clients to deliver content so fast.
Right?
It's
yeah.
just amazing.
It's called The Long yeah. Road to Hell. So, and I've been running a lot because I have this thing coming up in March. You can follow along over on my new little website called runadam.run. So,
Incredible.
Right.
Yeah. They're an inspiration to us all.
I don't know about that, but you know, so yeah. So that's about it, really. You know, my daughter actually just finished her semester as a junior, first semester as a junior in college. The tuition bill came in. It's awesome. Whoops, wrong thing. It's negative money because of scholarships and grants, which is amazing. My daughter's awesome.
Wow.
That works. That's kind of how you want it.
Right. So I just give her a shout out to that. So that's a little sound effect was like, woohoo.
You can keep going to college.
Right. Sure. If it's free, you can go. Yeah. So anyway, so that's what's going on there. And then with that.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
All right. We got a handful of things here. I'll take the first one and we'll go back and forth. Kyle and Rick can take one too. First and foremost, GoDaddy had a data breach. Exposed 1.2 million active and inactive managed WordPress hosting and accounts. Pretty brutal. It was pretty tough. And it wasn't just GoDaddy. It was also GoDaddy's subsidiaries like Media Temple and a couple of their European subsidiaries. So, you know, that's why it was so big. But it's a lot of exposure. So,
a lot of exposure. Yes, that's maximum exposure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So there's that. So if you're on GoDaddy, if you were, make sure you've changed your passwords and refresh your salts, etc. So there you go.
1.2 million is a lot. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Do we know the extent, like the details of what was exposed in this breach?
In theory, WordFence had indicated that some passwords were being sent in the clear text, database was breached, yada, yada. So, I mean, it's hard to say. But, you know, I mean, it's done and over with in a sense. And hopefully the cleanup and the fallout wasn't too bad for people. So,
yeah. You know. Goodness gracious. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which one do you want to say? Go ahead.
Yeah. Rick, what do you think about this AWS situation?
Yeah, AWS was down, Amazon Web Services, if people don't know it. And it shut down airlines, it shut down some government agencies and such. And the worst, the absolute worst of it was it made me unproductive for about 2 hours. Wow. So, because I couldn't get into my Amazon accounts.
That's time for nap time. That's what that means, nap time.
Man, oh man.
Well, I had my oldest son working with me, and he's part time. It was one of the times he was around, and it was horrible. It was like, wow, now we just have to talk.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jeez, yeah. What a tragedy.
Yeah. So, Kyle, take that next one.
Yeah. So Automattic made another acquisition. Believe it or not, can't believe it. They are not slowing down. This time, they bought a company called WP Scan. Interesting. This is kind of, every time Automattic has acquired a company lately, it's been like wow, that's different. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of companies do a lot of acquisitions, you know, from the Automotive, the Liquid Web, the GoDaddy's, the WP Engines. It seems like Automattic takes the cake for just the most surprising acquisitions.
Right.
I mean, they bought Tumblr and Code for the People and that podcasting app recently and a note-taking app and just random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
WP Scan, I guess, isn't super random,
right.
But
it has WP in the title.
It does. But anyway, it's a 10-year-old service, provides database for WordPress core plugin and theme vulnerabilities. And I don't know, we've probably mentioned them in the past in the news because they're one of those providers that like documents exploits and alerts users about vulnerabilities. Great service.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, two more things here in the news. Birmingham is going to be the first in-person WordCamp February 4th and 5th, 2022. I'm very excited. I'm going to be there, just so you know. I'm totally going. I'm going to drive to it. I drove to it 2 years ago. I'm going again. Simple.
That's great. Exciting. Exciting to see those coming back.
Yeah. So it's the first one in the U.S. that's coming back, which is awesome. And then lastly, I'll take this last one real quick. State of the Word, which is when Matt Mullenweg gives the overview of what's going on in WordPress for the past year. It's on December 14th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It comes out the day after that event is live this year from New York, actually, from New York City.
live from New York.
It's State of the Word. It's weird. Yeah, a little of a buzzkill. But it should be interesting. There was a lottery for some seats. I think it's capped out at like 50 people, by the way. I know some people going.
Wow.
I know some press that are going. It's not me. I'm not going. I didn't even think about it. I should have applied in the sense. But Bob WP is taking the train from Seattle all
the
way there.
That's right. Yeah.
So he's on the rail kind of thing. So he's going to live tweet it or broadcast something. I'm not sure exactly what. So.
Way to go. Have a good trip, Bob Dunn.
Yes. Travel safe. So, So there's that. So that's the news. And, you know, then we go to...
Look at this. There's a theme of these changes. I was able to think of three people who have changed jobs recently, and you know what they have in common? All three of these people found non-WordPress jobs. Whoa. Left a WordPress industry job and found a non-WordPress industry job. Interesting. Crazy. We've got Christy Chirinos, who moved to a little company you may have heard of called Chase.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Our friend John Wright, he moved to a technology job at a local Jackson high school. And our dear friend Tyler Lau now is self-employed at his own company he's building called Function House. Congrats to all three of them moving on to new exciting ventures, still keeping in touch with their old WordPress friends, but not working day-to-day in the WordPress industry. Interesting. Do you have a take on this, Adam?
Well, I'm not surprised about Christy because she's brilliant and she should probably just be their CTO, chief tech officer over at Chase.
Probably.
Period.
Probably.
Or even their CFO or their CEO. I mean, really, she is like beyond my sphere of knowledge.
It didn't take much after we met her some years ago now before I thought, like, we're all going to be working for her one day.
Clearly, I'm the dumbest person in the room standing next to her.
Yeah.
I might be one of the taller, like you and I, you know, we're both tall, but yeah.
No, sure, you've got that. So just lean on that.
I don't think I know John Wright. So I can't have no commentary there. And Tyler Lau, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. He's kind of just a weird dude. No, I'm kidding. It's awesome. Tyler's awesome. And I'm happy for him. I didn't realize that his own thing is Function House. So that's great. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, since you didn't have anything to say on John, I want to add, I to this day refer to him as Coach. The reason is that my third child played football and he was one of the coaches for his varsity team. And my son was not allowed to call him by his first name in his presence. So he always was Coach. And I actually didn't learn his first name for quite some time because he was always Coach. So that's my little fun story of John. And he's, you know, being a coach at Jackson, I get how he got roped into working for him. So, you know, he already had those relationships there. So I wish the best to him.
Awesome. Cool.
Absolutely.
Right on. All right, I'll go first since my name's first on this. I'm an old school. I'm wearing a WordCamp US beanie. Can you see that one, Kyle? Do you see it? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what year it is. 2016? 20, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've got that one somewhere. Yeah, but the kids pulled the little fluffy thing on top.
Oh, it's too bad. It's brilliant. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, it's nice and cold here today. I mean, I say cold. It's 45 outside my house. I'm just finishing coffee right before we started recording, and I'm reading actually a really cool book. It's called, I think it's pronounced, I don't know, how do you think you pronounce that?
Ikigai.
Yeah, Ikigai. It's the Japanese secret to a long and happy life. Really interesting. I'm almost done. I'll be done with it today, actually. But it's a cool book about just kind of finding balance in our day-to-day.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am representing Easy Digital Downloads with a t-shirt on, actually under a sweater, but you can see I've got the Easy Digital Downloads t-shirt on. Drinking water now. I finished my delicious cup of coffee that Rick made for me this morning here in the office, and I'm still working my way through a book called Devil in the White City. Interesting read assigned to me by my younger brother.
Okay. All right. Rick, you got any WordPress clothing on? Wait. Rick, do you have any clothing on?
I do.
Yes,
I do.
Good.
Kyle's in here, so I had to put some clothes on. But So after I'm wearing a black shirt with my black hoodie and my black coat.
Real diverse.
Yeah. Representing the color black.
Yes. And I guess I'm drinking coffee. I'm finishing off the pot. So you're welcome, Kyle. And I'm rereading actually Meditations. I don't know if you've know that one at all.
Stoic. The from.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. That's good stuff. I like that. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I read it back. Gosh, in my teens, and I mean, it was impactful to me back then. I'm a little older than that now, so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna give it a reread. I actually read a book on that book, so I was like, yeah, I should probably reread that book. So.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's the one I'm currently on.
Real quick, Rick, is that an Ember mug that you're drinking out of?
It is.
See, look at that.
Wow, good eye.
Yeah, look at that. For those who don't know, an Ember mug is like on my wish list for things that I want, but I don't really want to pay for. It's a it's a warming mug. You can keep things warm and hot. So it's like Bluetooth.
And you'll love the story. It was a gift. It was a last year Christmas gift from my mother-in-law, who we mentioned is your age. So.
Wow. Wow. If, for the rest of the rest of the episode, if you if Rick cuts out, you'll maybe know why. So, on that note, hey Kyle, guess what time it is?
I think it's time for your songwriting self to get your old man butt on a plane and get up here to Michigan so we can start podcasting face to face. I'm tired of this Skype thing. Get up here, man.
Well, that's close to what time it is, but that's right. It's questions time. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We reviewed them. And now it's time to give you some options. Options, 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 options. Okay. 4 more seconds of that, and we're done with that. Okay. So, first question. I guess I'll read this first one. Yeah?
Please do.
Okay. Question one comes from Carl. Thanks for sending this in, Carl. I'm a veteran developer and recently joined a startup. I love writing code, and I'm fairly good at my job. What drives me crazy is that the project managers at the company keep getting distracted with, quote, shiny new syndrome, end quote. They are always trying to find and trying the latest greatest tool to make a switch. It's slowing down our development time as the SOPs, which stands for Standard Operating Procedures, are always being rewritten. As I am new to the company, what are some options to indicate this isn't helping?
Yeah. That's a great question. Thank you for sending it in, Carl.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been in situations like this before. And generally the best thing to do, I mean, you have to just tell your PMs that they can go date the hot new technologies on their own time and need to be sure not to bring them home and meet the family until they're absolutely ready to make a long-term commitment. That's their business. Keep it to themselves and stop disrupting the business with all the new flings.
That's an option. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have 3 options. I'll give you my first one real quick. Quit in protest.
Oh.
Just quit your job.
That's great.
I mean, you know, you're new there. Who cares about you?
Who cares about you, Carl? Right. Carl.
Okay. That's option one.
Okay.
You know, so. Yeah.
What do you think, Rick? Anything?
Well, I mean, being a veteran developer, that means he's probably pretty old. So I think they should probably just institute a old person policy that over a certain age, you can't work here or a startup.
Wow.
We're young and move in every direction. And if you can't keep up, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, old man.
This is kind of an old man-y question.
Yes.
Yeah. Arr,
get change. Off my lawn. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I will give you my second option real quick. When you're asked about the status of your work and current project, let's say by the lead of the project, I would just send them a link for all the different updates and all the different tools that they're currently making you use. You piece it out so the management can see the silliness of what's going on. You know, it's passive aggressive, absolutely, but maybe the point will be made.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, so maybe just update 5 different places of the project, 5 different updates, and make them go and chase the tail.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Right?
Okay, I'm just saying,
that's an option.
Yeah, these startups with these products are, I mean, it's tough. And the questions that I have about the situation are really the stage of the product. And this is a tough balance that every company faces. And it's important, Carl, to understand that if you're in an early stage, you now do actually have the flexibility to kind of court different technologies a little bit and experiment and to change direction a little bit. And you're going to lose that luxury down the road. Once you actually have a lot of users on the product, you can't be changing things up like that. You start getting married to the technologies that you have invested in. And that's the challenge that we face when building software products. You kind of get yourself locked in effectively, because refactoring and switching to new technologies is exponentially more difficult once there are a lot of users on the product and you've got feature requests and bugs to address and stability issues and so on. So now is really the time, assuming you're in this kind of early stage, few or if any users, you can experiment with different technologies. Now that's balanced with the importance of shipping often and shipping early, getting validation as fast as possible. Your velocity is critical when you're in an early stage. And so you also don't truly have the luxury of spending all the time in the world trying to find the perfect technology, nor is that productive, honestly.
Right.
Because there's so many technologies that can get the job done at the end of the day. Often you're better off just picking one, settling on it, accepting it with all of its flaws and shortcomings, and just running with it to get to that point of validation.
Wait, you're saying that tools of such nature to help with project management have flaws or development?
Yeah. I know, Adam.
That's crazy.
This is new. This is new to you. You're just getting started with this. So, like, this is something we gotta talk a little bit about.
My code never has bugs because I don't ship code.
that's the classic old developer adage. Like, the only way to never have bugs in your code is to never
ship,
release anything.
Just start ideas and let them float, and just let them just wither.
Yeah, that's great. Bug free.
Yeah. Rick, what do you got?
What do you think?
Well, I think first his question, I think it doesn't matter on how far along the project is. I mean, obviously, the further along things go, the less likely or less possible it is to kind of run after the new thing. But I think being a veteran developer, and I've worked with a lot of people that are more, you know, they've been doing these things for such a long time, and everyone running off of the new shiny thing. I think necessarily he's probably just a lot more into the code and into the long way of doing it. And maybe he's working with people that aren't as good at doing it those ways. And so, you know, they're trying to find the shortcuts. They're trying to find the way that they don't have to, you know, work at it from a very basic level. So
could be.
And so that's sometimes, you know, it's not necessarily a criticism, but that's just, you know, when you get a diverse group, that's sometimes the issue. And then I would say the other thing is it speaks to me that the structure of how they've managed this business is a little bit all over the place. Mm-hmm. I always found with, especially with startups or smaller organizations, if you can kind of give everyone a champion topic or something that they're specifically responsible for, that ownership really causes them to start making the right choices. You know, if they're just like, hey, this is your thing, we want to see it at completion, collab with whoever you want to collab with. Then it's not this us against them situation. It's, you know, we're all trying to work towards the same thing, but I have this one thing, this one area that I'm responsible for.
Right.
And I always found that works best with groups like this. This isn't a new idea, and I'm sure I stole it from somebody else, but I just found working in situations like that, that's what works best when everyone's just kind of in a group, all working towards the same thing. Yeah, this kind of stuff pops up, and it can be very frustrating.
It is. I mean, I have a third option, which is pretty much what you're saying. I mean, ideally, there's some sort of daily, weekly stand-up. And I'd say during that next call, you know, you want to add it to the agenda, make it official, but the same token, possibly give it an overblown subject title heading like, hey, Bob and Jane are tools. Wait, that's not right.
What?
But, you know, you want to call it out. I mean, if you're frustrated, even though you're new, but you are, they brought you in for a reason. You're the veteran developer. You have the experience. And to keep kind of, you know, going back and forth between things is not helpful for the duration of the company's growth and, you know, and success, you know. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, there's the thing about, procrastinators have the cleanest office, right? Because we don't want to do the work. You just want to procrastinate the project. You might as well just, I'll just organize all my, you know, albums. Yes, I'm that old. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
On that note, we can go to question two.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
All right.
This second question comes from an anonymous writer who says, hey, guys, so I'm ready for a change as the company I work at is going through some changes, which I won't get into. That said, I've applied for a handful of jobs, but I'm pretty consistent in getting the same reply. We've found someone who better fits our needs. Email. Someone suggested that my resume may need tweaking and be tailored to each specific job posting. Do you have any options or thoughts on this practice? Once again, it's an anonymous writer. Thank you for the question.
Oh,
what do you think?
Yeah. Oh, I got one real quick. So option one, yes, easy answer. Toss the resume idea into the shredder as you start your own company. Get your own clients, be your own boss. Easy peasy. Done.
Yeah.
Look at what, you know, you're going to do it again. I can see that coming. Tyler's doing it. We mentioned him 20 minutes ago. I mean,
that's
come
right.
on. Yeah.
Entrepreneurship. You are the proponent of entrepreneurship. Do you remember back in the day when?
Yes.
Yeah.
We did a battle.
We did a live presentation at a WordCamp where Adam was we were dressed up in suits and we were like presidential candidates.
But we did this the opposite. We did the opposite of what we currently were.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Kyle
it was
2016. Yeah.
When there were debates a lot.
Yeah. Northeast Ohio.
Yeah. So I was self-employed. Adam had a job.
Right.
And he did. He was the candidate representing entrepreneurship. And we did these speeches. We had photographers. We had a moderator asking us questions.
I made buttons.
Yeah, we had this whole – we each had campaigns. What was your slogan?
Be better? No, I don't know. I'll look it up.
It was something. Yeah, I don't know. Mine was like to go something together. I can't remember. Together we can. Yeah, that was it. I had together we can get a job. And then shortly after that, I left my business and got a job. Adam left his job and started a business. We convinced ourselves with our arguments.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, in this case, yeah, I mean, start a job. Be an entrepreneur.
Totally.
That's my first option.
Totally. Take a hint, man. Right. Take a hint.
Round peg, square hole. Wait, that's not right.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I don't think we've explored the idea of just lie. I mean, just stuff that resume full of everything. And I mean, you're bound to find something that they need. So there you go. Just chock it full.
It's
of
true.
Everything. Every foreign language that exists.
If you're going to do that, you could just keep reapplying at the same places until you with a different name.
Just change your name.
Yeah.
HR won't notice.
Until you find what works.
Just so you know, real quick, mine was freelancing, catalyst for change.
That's right.
I just looked it up.
That was a good slogan, but I liked mine better.
Okay. We'll link to the video in the show notes, by the way, for people who can watch the battle.
We could.
I will.
It was good, actually. It was good. I had some good speeches and some good zingers in there.
Yeah. Mm. Any other options, anyone? Because I have two more, but...
Yeah, I think that one thing that comes to mind for me, and, you know, if you get me on the topic of, like, how to get a job, this sort of thing, it's one of my favorite topics, and I will go on and on, which I will not do today, but it's one of those things, don't get me started on. An important point that needs to be made, and I think it harkens actually to something in the text of this question, and that is the word anonymous. Now, it's fine to write into our show anonymously. That's okay, not calling anybody out for that. But the problem is when you send in your application to these employers, you are anonymous. You are an unknown.
I don't agree with that.
Hey, stop. Okay. When you're applying for a job these days, I think that the best possible cheat, the best possible like shortcut or quick advantage is to make sure you are not a stranger when your application is submitted. So that when it shows up before the hiring manager, they say, oh, that guy or girl, I recognize this name. I'm familiar with this person. Even if they don't know anything about you, you get like magical bonus points. You're almost guaranteed an interview if your name is familiar. So that's one of the best ways to cheat the system and get a significant advantage is don't be an unknown.
Okay. All right. Rick, what do you think?
Well, I was actually head of a HR department for a few years.
Look at that.
So, yeah.
Holy cow.
First and foremost, my best advice is authenticity. Mm. And don't try to be what they want. Be yourself, but definitely research who you're applying to. Find out all the things. Find out all the personal, professional, company, everything you can find out so that you can actually curtail your either or your resume and your interview into that employer. So, you know, if you can be like, well, you know, I see, you know, your guys' mission statement is X, Y, and Z. And that really is something I'm passionate about because of this thing I've done, this thing I believe in, whatever. Or, you know, your VP of this department that I would be working under is really passionate about environmental issues or whatever, fill in the blank. And I actually just worked on a community project for environmental cleanup or whatever. So do your homework. Curtail your resume to that specific company, but be authentic about it. Be real. Don't pander. Trust me, they can smell that.
See, that sounds yourself. That sounds so legit and experienced, which is just so wrong. No, I mean, I agree. You're right. However,
you're being authentic. This is authentic, that's Adam.
I mean, also, on the flip side of that coin, I think it's the same coin, maybe review your situation. You know, if you're single or you're partner with somebody, as far as, you know, spouse, partner, life partner, either way, ask yourself, do I actually need to work and have a job? I mean, depending on your situation, you might not even need it. You might be surprised at the answer. So why even apply for jobs?
How many of us are out there just like, wait a minute, I don't need this.
It's a thing, apparently. I mean, there's a lot of people leaving jobs these days. Apparently, they don't need work. I'm just saying.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, my wife has like 20,000 followers on TikTok, so I can retire now, right?
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
Honestly, my final option there is, it's along the same lines as Rick's. It's, you know, the tailored resume is a thing, as I've heard. I'm not a fan because I think it takes a lot of time to do that each time. I think what I would recommend.
You don't want to.
It's not worth my time.
Right. But I think my recommendation is, really, instead of trying to go after three or four different types of jobs, niche down, focus what you want to do specifically, and do the resume for that, and just apply for those specific jobs. Because otherwise, right. You know, it is to tailor it each time. I mean, you're not going to – because, you know, studies show men typically will apply for jobs whether they're qualified or not across like 10 different industries. Mm-hmm. You know, MBA, not an MBA, PhD, you know, all those little things, you know, having certifications or not, whereas women do not. They want to be a lot more qualified for stuff. So you're wasting your time. You're wasting HR's time. It's just – it's about that balance. I think if you're really looking for a job – tailor your resume to be specific to what you want to do, plain and simple.
Right.
You know, and
right,
have and, right. and have the one, in my opinion. Yeah. Maybe if I you can, have the time, have two, but have
that
the
is
one.
Good. That is good. And I know I can be pretty like, well, kind of it depends with a lot of my responses. But
yes.
One thing that I will state emphatically, like this is always true, that the wrong strategy is to just apply at a lot of places. Always. Yep. Right. That's a terrible strategy. Don't go on and just like apply here and apply there and apply here and apply there and just more companies is better. No, wrong. Every time, always, that's wrong. Narrow down your focus to ideally one single company that you really want to work at,
right,
and put all your effort and energy into getting a job there. That will work.
Absolutely.
Maybe multiple companies, but ideally narrow the focus as much as possible.
It's true.
And that kind of goes with what I was saying. I mean,
it does.
You're not going to curtail your resume. You're not going to research a company unless you really want that job.
Right.
And so it kind of speaks to that is, if you don't have an authentic reason of why you want a job at this place, you know, besides, you know, you pay more money or there's less drama here, I hope, you know, those aren't great reasons. So, you know,
definitely,
in your research, in your curtailing of resume to fit the specific company, if you don't have a engaging, strong reason to actually work there, then stop. Go,
right.
Go, you know, narrow your focus.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you are wiser than my years. I'll just give you that, Rick.
Yeah.
Wow, that's saying a lot.
I know.
He tells me that every episode.
I do say that often, but it's okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, I think that was a great question. Thanks, Anonymous. It's good questions. I like these questions today. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We have a segment. Our segment is, if I'm not mistaken, it is this.
On order list.
If I count ink, I don't know.
You jerk. Flux capacitor.
Oh my gosh. What's your name? All right. We haven't done this segment in a long time. Kyle, you want to re-explain this segment to our audience and to Rick?
Yeah, this is a fun game that we've played many times over the years, but it's been, like you said, it's been a while. The game is fairly simple. You are given a category, and then a timer is set. And your task is to list as many items as you can think of in that particular category before the time concludes.
Right.
And we keep score.
Winner takes
and
all.
And at the end, you know, you see who could gets the most correct points. You
right.
know, for example, if the category is NFL teams and you list, you know, Packers, Ravens, and Chiefs, then you got 3 points in that and you lose probably because 3 is not a very good score.
Right.
But this is a game that you'll probably hate. Everybody hates it when we play it.
And it's so
I don't
stressful.
Know why we keep playing it. Yeah.
Because you think of the answers after the fact. Once the timer's done, you're like, and you'll be driving down the road, picking up your wife at the airport. Just saying. You're like, oh, yeah. I have like 10 more, you know. Okay.
Let's let Rick go last so we can demonstrate
this,
it.
This is the scariest part of this whole show, just so you know.
So yeah, I'll go first. I have a category for Kyle. And okay, we'll see how Kyle does. There is a cap to this answer, this number, based on what I did. So there is a number he could hit. There's a maximum.
Because I have easy ones and hard ones for you, and I'm going to respond in kind, basically.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So based on what you said, you just said NFL, which is ironic. In 30 seconds, I will start the timer. We use a Jeopardy timer, by the way, Rick. Okay. I'll start the timer here. In 30 seconds, name in NFL cities that have never hosted a Super Bowl. Ready?
Never hosted a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm going to guess. Wait, it has to be a team. There has to be a team there.
Yes.
I'm going to guess Buffalo.
Yes.
I don't think Green Bay has hosted one.
Correct.
Let's see, Kansas City.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Charlotte.
Okay. Carolina Panthers.
I'll give you that. Okay. Don't think they've hosted one.
And that's it for you.
Yep. Houston. And Jacksonville.
Jacksonville's out. And Houston is not on the list. Sorry.
Right.
So you got four.
Dang, that's a really bad score. That's kind of a tough question, but a good one.
See, for you specifically, because you also have an NFL podcast, by the way.
I know.
Which I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah.
That's what's new in you. By the way, you didn't mention your news before. You also have this new NFL podcast called The Point After Show. So check it out. Okay. On all
the
places.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate the
nice plug.
The plug. Yeah. Good plug.
So Kyle has four right now.
Okay. Now, I scored badly on that, so I'm going to have to give you a hard one.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Okay, Adam.
Okay.
Since you have been one of my biggest supporters over the years and always encouraged me and followed my progress and mentored me in many ways, I'm going to give you a question that's about me.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right. Adam, I want you to name, and when the timer starts, as many podcasts that I have been on as possible.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Start the timer and name all the shows I've been on.
Okay, here we go. Kitchen Sink WP, my show. Mm-hmm. WP Buffs. Mm-hmm. WP Tavern. Mm-hmm. So whatever the show was called before that, right? Tavern. What's the other one? The entrepreneur one. There's one that I just listened to recently about being an entrepreneur running an agency. The agency podcast. Oh, yeah. Agency podcast. That's for Get Options podcast. I win right there. So I got five.
Okay.
Have you been on Dustin's show?
Yeah. Well,
no.
Technically, yes. We did like a webinar a long time ago. Okay. I have a couple good questions that I could throw at Rick, unless you have a better one, Adam.
Since I wasn't prepared for a guest, I don't have another one at the moment.
Okay, Rick, when I start the timer, I'm going to give you an easy one and be friendly to a guest in the first time.
Please.
This is something that I know is a passion of yours. I want you to name as many, once Adam starts the timer, as many board games as you can think of.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get the timer set here and board games. You ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Go.
Catan. Cutthroat Caverns, Ticket to Ride, Risk Legacy, Pandemic Legacy Season 1, Legacy Season 2, Descent, Dominion.
Was it any board game?
Yeah.
Killer Bunnies.
Monopoly? I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying. Chutes and Ladders.
Jeez, that was a lot there. I counted nine.
Yeah, I think you got nine.
Which was enough to win.
That's still sad. That's still really sad for me. So
yeah, you're just going to be thinking of different games all day long.
Yeah, I will be.
But you still won. You still beat Adam's five and my four.
Damn.
Well, I actually had a question for the both of you.
I'm cutting him out of the show, just this segment out. So it's just going to be you and I win. So.
Jeez. What's the question?
I don't know if it's a fair question because I don't know both of you that well. But I was just going to simply ask name city and team name as most as you can. Western Conference NHL teams.
Yeah. What the cuss?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Watch this.
That's 16 teams. So.
16?
Western Conference?
Western Conference.
Right, St. Louis Blues.
No Googling, dang it.
No, I'm not going to go. I'm just going to...
St. Louis
Blues. Yeah, you got one.
Okay, the Las Vegas somethings.
Chicago Blackhawks?
No, they're at Eastern.
Edmonton Oilers?
Oh, the LA Kings.
LA Kings?
Yep.
Two for me. Okay.
So Colorado, not Colorado.
San Jose Sharks.
Colorado Avalanche.
Yep.
What's the Vegas team? We're not. They're new.
How about the Ducks?
Not the name. The what?
Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah.
So we're not using a timer here, but yeah, we suck. I don't know hockey.
You didn't say Mighty Ducks. I'm surprised.
No.
That's what they used to be called.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Right. Wow. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. Rick is a hockey
that
guy.
That was painful.
Yeah, it was.
It's Golden Knights, by the way.
Golden Knights.
Oh.
Yeah, Las Vegas. Yes.
Wait, that's the Las Vegas
team?
That's
the Las Vegas team. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Not just the Knights.
The Golden Knights. Yeah.
They're golden.
Yeah.
It's Vegas.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. So thanks for listening. Be sure to email us any questions you may have for a future episode in months to come. questions@getoptionspodcast.com or use the SpeakPipe feature of the website. You can find us each online, Twitter primarily, @get_options. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver. Kyle is at Mr. Kyle Maurer. We have music over at SoundCloud that Kyle is awesome at. Rick, where can people find you?
I'm on LinkedIn, and that's about it.
Okay. So. No problem. Sweet. Awesome. Well, say goodbye, Kyle, and say goodbye, Rick.
Goodbye, Kyle. Bye, Rick.